Welcome and thank you for joining Save Our Sisters Unplugged. If you're looking for a sisterhood of intelligent women to network with, then this is a podcast for you. We'll be letting our hair down and spilling all the tea on an array of topics and gain insight into what women really think. My name is Noreen Foy and I'll be your host. Now let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Save Our Sisters Unplugged podcast. Today I want to talk about something that is very personal to me. Not that I haven't talked about things that are personal to me before, but it's something that I'm sure we all struggle with on some level. I'm talking about forgiveness. Psychologically, forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process where someone initially feels victimized, then they somehow change their feelings and attitude and overcomes the negative emotions such as resentment and their desires for vengeance. Let's sit with this for a minute. When someone hurts us, the last thing we're thinking about is forgiving them, especially in that moment. But over time, as you begin to process your emotions and your feelings, at some point you come to the decision that, okay, I'm over it. So why do we need to forgive in the first place? How do you go about forgiving someone? What steps do you really take to do all that? Well, this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to really get into it. So to answer the first question, why do we need to forgive? Well, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, it states, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Well, there you have it. Isn't that a great reason to forgive people? Not only because you know it's the right thing to do, but why would you want to hold on to all that negative energy in the first place? And God is watching. So, you know, I love the Tyler Perry movies. I love him. I love how he puts all his movies together, all the characters. But most of all, I love the hidden gems in the storyline. And Diary of a Mad Black Woman, man, that spoke to my spirit. The first time I watched that movie was on my 33rd birthday, which simultaneously was the day that I got divorced. Go figure. Best birthday present ever. I can't even tell you how many times I've watched that movie. But the phrase that stuck out for me was when Miss Cicely Tyson was talking to her daughter who was being abused by her husband. Now, we're going to flash back to the movie. Remember the scene where he was dragging her out of the house in that beautiful burgundy dress that she thought was for her, but he bought it for his mistress? Yeah. That's the scene that always sticks out in my mind. So let's come back to Miss Cicely. She's talking to her daughter who's been going through it with her husband. And it was just a bunch of women sitting in the kitchen. And they were just talking about it and trying to give her advice. And, you know, trying to get her perspective on where she was going to go from here in her life. You know, of course, after you've been in some sort of a domestic abuse situation, you can only go up from there. So they're trying to encourage her and counsel her as the older women would do. And Miss Cicely said, "Baby, when someone hurts you, they take power over you. And if you don't forgive them, they keep that power." Then she follows up with, "Forgive him, baby. And after you forgive him, forgive yourself." Babe. B, that right there, now that is a powerful phrase. Rest in peace, Miss Cicely. You are missed. But this right here, it resonated with me. Keeping my power. And when she said that, I was like, Okay, mama, I hear you. Take your power back. What an intuitive statement. So how does one even do that? Well, the first thing you want to do is take responsibility for how you deal with what happened to you. It's not your fault what happened to you, but how you deal with it is your choice. And one way is by letting go of blame. Most of us think we have a right to blame the past, our parents, our partners, family, the government, or whoever wronged you for whatever negative and toxic emotions that have been stored in your body for all this time. And you may be right, but you know what? It doesn't really matter anymore. You know why? Because blame is one of the most toxic things you can hold on to. And the longer you hold on to it, the weaker you will feel. And the harder it will become for you to take back your power and be true to yourself again. It's just not worth holding on to. Let it go. So, anyway, back to forgiveness. How do we go about forgiving someone? Here are a few steps that I saw on thehopeline.com. First, you can't truly forgive someone unless you have actually grasped the extent of the violation that has been done against you. With the help of a counselor, a minister, or another professional, you need to seek to understand what has happened to you when you were hurt and why it hurts you so much. You have to go deep. You have to figure this thing out. Second thing is, realize forgiving others is a spiritual, supernatural exercise. In fact, it's impossible to truly forgive others without help because no one knows what to do in every situation, especially when your emotions are caught up in the mix. Third, now it's time to make a big decision to let go of your deep desire to get even with the person who has violated you. You could tell yourself, you know, I admit the feelings are real, but I choose not to be controlled by them any longer. Remember Miss Cicely's words? Take your power back. Don't give them that much power over you. Fourth, make a choice to have compassion on your violator. Look at them first as a disaster. In one sense, they should be pitied. Bottom line is, because of their violation against you, they have suffered, are suffering, and in the end will suffer far more in this life or even the next one. You're definitely not giving them a pass. You're just coming to terms with the acknowledging that something must have happened to them in their life for them to treat you the way they did. And one way to show compassion is to just pray for them. You know, sometimes you just have to pray for people. Pray for your enemies. It's in the Bible. God knows it's impossible to continue to pray for someone and still hate them. So that's why he puts that as one of his standard rules. Forgive people. Now, Oprah has a book out. It's called What Happened to You? And it's a look into trauma. It includes how traumatic experiences affects our brains throughout our lives, what they mean about the way we handle stress, and why we need to see it as both a problem with our society and our brains if we want to get through it. So in essence, in keeping Oprah's book in mind, we have to look at the human aspects of people and not only their bad behavior. Hurt people hurt people. And so looking at them as a human being, you know, sometimes you almost have to pity them because you're like, what's going on in their life that they have to, or they feel the need to try and ruin mine? And finally, move on. It's time to make a concerted effort to stop dwelling on what happened. By forgiving someone, you're promising not to bring it up again to use against them. If you're going to talk to someone about how the other person has hurt you, I would advise talking to a professional or a person that you can trust. Now here's a new twist. What if the person don't apologize? Can you still forgive them? Of course. At the end of the day, forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. It's a negative energy that you don't want to hold on to. So again, as Miss Cicely clearly states, don't give your power up. However, you still may want to prepare yourself. You want to be able to move forward. So here are some tips that can help you move on without the apology. And I've used them myself because, baby, okay, sometimes, you know, you get in your headspace and you're like, nah, I'm not forgiving this person. They've done way too many things. But then what does that do? You're the one that's sitting there holding on to all these feelings And those folks are sitting there fluffing their pillow and sleeping very well at night, not even thinking about you. So why should you punish yourself in the first place? So the first tip to forgive someone without the apology would be to come to terms with the very real possibility that you will never get the apology. This was both the first and the hardest step for me. And I'll share something with you. I had a misunderstanding with a girlfriend that I thought we could work through, but I just had to let it play out. No matter how wrong I felt she behaved, I had to come to terms that she will not respond with the same level of maturity and values I have. I had to look at the situation again. Maybe she did apologize, and I just can't recognize it, or it just lacks the sincerity, or she doesn't fully understand her role in this. Either way, if this is your situation or not, forgiveness can happen regardless, because you can make a conscious choice to accept the current situation for what it is. Find your own peace. Number two, look for your own fault in this. Did you do anything to cause this person to hurt you? Are you really blameless? Sometimes we get so caught up in what the person has done to us that we don't look within to see, maybe I did say something wrong. Maybe I stepped on their toes. Maybe the way I said it was inappropriate. Or maybe what I said was inappropriate. Or maybe they didn't receive what I was saying because they don't believe that I said it with the right energy behind it. But find whatever fault you might have in the situation. If you do, apologize for it. At the very least, it makes you the bigger person. At the most, you've initiated a conversation that might be healthy for your relationship, and it will give you peace and you would be okay. Number three, mentally push the bad feelings out of your heart. Now, if you have to write letters and rip them up, do it. If you have to meditate and imagine these negative emotions floating away like a balloon, do it. Allow yourself to feel the pain, and then, as they say in the movie Frozen, let it go. I know it sounds easier said than done, but trust me, you just have to make conscious efforts to do things. Be intentional about what you have to do. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have time to be angry, you know? As much time as it takes to hold attitudes and a grudge, that's too much time and energy that I don't have, honey. The time that it takes for me to go, I don't like that person, and then keep that in over a period of time, I could have devoted all that time to something positive. And I will choose positive every time, because overall, positive will always beat negative. And I'm protecting my peace, so that's very important to me. And finally, come to terms with your relationship. People are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And your relationship will not be the same, whether it's a coworker, a friend, a boyfriend, a family member. If they aren't going to give you the apology you feel like you deserve, you will have to determine what role they will play in your life. Listen, people will people, and there's nothing you can do about it. And people who value your friendship deserves it. Those people who are choosing to let it slip away, don't. And just come to terms and accept their new role that they will play in your life. And if you don't like what's become of your friendship or your relationships, work to salvage it. I'll be real with you though. If I do all this self-reflection and the other person needed to give an apology, even if I choose to move forward with them, the respect will definitely be different. And sometimes we just have to forgive people just because we want them in our lives. But listen, don't feel compelled to keep folks around just so they'll be in your life. How they treat you is important. Don't be afraid to cut them loose if you need to. Your mental health depends on it. You teach people how to treat you. I'm not saying not to give grace. Please do. However, don't put yourself in toxic situations to please others. And remember, you are amazing and you deserve respect. Your journey to forgiveness may not be easy, but it will be worth it. I hope these tips were really helpful to you and very lucrative to your forgiveness journey. And I hope you would be able to share these with other people. So until next time, keep stepping into how exceptionally powerful and dope you really are. You got this.
Thank you for joining this episode of the Save Our Sisters Unplugged podcast. Hopefully you found it to be inspiring and you've received great information you can use in your daily life. If you've enjoyed this episode, please show your sis some love by subscribing on Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please don't forget to rate and review. We're on Instagram at SaveOurSisters_2020 and check out our YouTube page. If you would like to continue the conversation, join our Save Our Sisters group on Facebook. Until next time, sis, and remember to love yourself.